don't push him over the edge. Cause I ain't the type that gon' miss you. Won't let it go over your way. I heard the niggas won't do something to me. Well, I'ma keep one in the head. Another one right in that dresser. A bigger one under the bed. I wish I had me a billion in 24 hours. I have all my enemies dead. Boy, we were spinning since rims and God must have blessed me. I ain't spend a night in the feds. Free all my niggas that could sugar paperwork. I'm the one to the dead. Play with them boys, that's a curse. Wipe the boys out like a plague. Hold on, ain't a soul in this world that I told on. And I ain't the one you should roll on. Cause you be the one that I blow on. Bitch, that but like I walk in stilts. Can't imagine the pain that I'm felt. We done pulled up, we added them pilt. Better hit it, a nigga got killed. I came out of the trap with the realest. I bought gift for the kids of the killers. I sat down and had dinner with hitters. Feel the safest surrounded by sinners. Say my grace before I break down this plate. Feed the family, make sure that we straight. Cause I know they gon' pop up and smoke. Look, big 38 for the waist. Look, I come from the trenches. I hustled the benches. I saw Toko running. I jumped up the fences. I've been through the system. I ain't through no snitching. I shot on my ops. And whoever was with him ain't living the farms till we moving them chickens. Time after time in the kitchen. If I'm in the field, then the nigga was pitching. They know when I'm out, but don't know when I'm gripping. They know I'ma hit him. Pussy, don't push him over the edge. Cause I ain't the type they gon' miss you. Won't let it go over your way. Well, I'ma keep one in the head. Another one right in that dresser. A bigger one under the bed. I wish I had me a billion in 24 hours. I have all my enemies dead. Boy, we were spinning since rims and God must have blessed me. I ain't spend a night in the feds. Free all my niggas that could sugar paperwork. I'm the one to the dead. Play with them boys, that's a curse. Wipe the boys out like a plague.
One in the head, you niggas start running, I'm dumping the lead. Fuck with the city, put 21 on you like Duncan and Cass. Never got love for the ops and we do not associate with niggas running with fast. And when we run into you niggas, put two in your throat, one in your leg. Fuck how you feel, go load up them choppers and go on the drill. You know the drill, do not get caught sipping out in the field. Get put for that chain, you totally will. Never was capping by robbing or trapping, my nigga, my Cody was nil. Guarantee he never spit. Shout out to all my niggas in the field, for real. Hold up, I see they choose it's a hold up. I'm praying you niggas gon' show up. Cause that be the day you gon' go up. And that be the day they gon' pull up. In 24 hours we roll up. My nigga just know off the game. Smoking ops is the part of the throw up. Smoking ops is the
don't push him over the edge. Cause I ain't the type they gon' miss you. Won't let it go over your way. I heard the niggas won't do something to me. Well, I'ma keep one in the head. Another one right in that dresser. A bigger one under the bed. I wish I had me a billion in 24 hours. I have all my enemies dead. Boy, we were spinning since rims and God must have blessed me. I ain't spend a night in the feds. Free all my niggas that could sugar paperwork. I'm the one to the dead. Play with them boys, that's a curse. Wipe the boys out like a plague.
Niggas is hoppy and still moving wacky. I told them the chopper got enough for karate. Mr. Miyagi with Maseratis. My prerogative was darker than Bobby's. Drinking from fountains, moving in mountains. I became king from the things I encountered. Bad bitches rip money, can't doubt him. Made man, mob ties, can't out him. I lose this technical, come get a better view. Well, what this metal do? Give me the loot. Shoot through your leather coat, then goes your sweater too. Turn you a vegetable, buddy your fruit. Girls wanna marry the shooter from Cali, she carried my Buddha. I'm back to pursue her. Wanna be flashy with Uka, she took to the Tudor. Cause I'm in these streets like a scooter. I'm in these streets with the Ooters. You oodles and noodles, you trying to do us. I spotted the losers, these niggas is Judas. I gotta pop up with Rugas and Bruce up whoever was looking to shoot it. When they get my face, but they not gonna do it.
Hold on, wait. Don't push him over the edge. Cause I ain't the type they gon' miss you. Won't let it go over your way. I heard the niggas won't do something to me. Well, I'ma keep one in the head. Another one right in that dresser. A bigger one under the bed. I wish I had me a billion in 24 hours. I have all my enemies dead. Boy, we were spinning since rims and God must have blessed me. I ain't spend a night in the feds. Free all my niggas that could sugar paperwork. I'm the one to the dead. Play with them boys, that's a curse. Wipe the boys out like a plague.
What's happening, everybody? This is Jeff Red, and I'm working with Shice, the talk of the town. Check it out. Peace.
Let's talk crazy. Hey, Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's popping, it's going down. So many topics joining now. Let's talk crazy. Hey, nothing is off limits. It's entertaining and authentic. So if you ready, then let's get it. Yeah. From athletes to musicians. Interviews, you can't miss it. On the real, it's what you need. It's the truth and it's bringing that heat. Hey, let's talk crazy. Yeah, let's talk crazy. Shice the talk of the town. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Shice, Mr. Talk of the Town.
And I'm Saucy C.
And you already know you tuned in to another goddamn blood clot episode of Let's Talk Crazy.
Let's Talk Crazy. What up?
This is what we do. But you already know it's time to pay those bills. But before I pay the bills, you already know our outside correspondent is on the check-in, Chuck. Part of the, what was that group? We called them Freak Nation.
The Freak Nation.
That was the Freak Nation. Shout out to the Freak Nation. They'll be on hopefully soon because we got some shit to talk about, some freaky shit.
Yes. We got to get into it.
We definitely got to get into it, but let's definitely get into paying those bills first. So we'll be right back after this. Let's go.
Let's Talk Crazy. We'll be right back.
Are you going out and don't have a thing to wear? Hit up my girl Star The Show. That's right, Star The Show got the latest fashion for all your needs on any occasion. And don't forget, she got the crowns that'll make you feel like a king or queen. So make sure you hit her up at StarTheShow.com. All right? Don't forget, StarTheShow.com. What's up, y'all? And don't forget, Mondays with the Queens. That's right, each and every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. Join Rainbow Envy and Precious right here on the Evening Rush Network as the Queens always get busy and always represent for the ladies. So don't forget, each and every Monday right here on the Evening Rush Network from 7 to 8 p.m. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Hey, are you looking to start a podcast but don't know where to start? Don't worry, we got you. For all your podcast needs, all you got to do is hit up the Evening Rush Network. Now you can call for dates and prices. All you got to do is hit up the number 929-441-2417, or you can email us at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com. That's right, we got you. And don't forget to tune in, subscribe, and share, and we can help you with all your needs.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Crazy, hosted by Shice, the talk of the town.
And let's not forget, we got Larea Official. So make sure you hit up Larea Official on Instagram because they got that drip, 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 drip. And we also got, don't forget, if you want to tune in right in or if you want to just support the show, you can hit us up at Let's Talk Crazy on the Cash App. Or you can follow us, like, share, and subscribe on the iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Twitch, Mixcloud, YouTube, and more. So just make sure you hit us up with that. And we can't forget about the Saucy Couple. Each and every week, they got something new out. They cooking up the dishes, and they might even tell you a story or two. So make sure you check them out. And I can't forget my... I can't forget my girl Star The Show with the Star The Show apparel. Make sure you hit her up. She got all the new flavors. That summertime wear is about to come out, so you might as well get your drip right now. And once again, Chic Rock Beauty. For all your beauty necessities, hit up Chic Rock Beauty. Beauty is not just outside, it's also within, ladies. And I'm going to turn it over to my partner so she can introduce these two because you know how we do.
Shout out to Benevolent Gentlemen. They got beard butter. They got body oil, lip balm. They got the foot scrub so you could get your feet right, get the horns and calluses and bunions all worked out. So, you know, tap into Benevolent Gentlemen. Follow them on Instagram at Benevolent Gentlemen. He got some new products coming out. Woo! So definitely stay tuned and get the products that he got available.
Got me feeling like a new motherfucker out here in these streets.
Something wrong with you. And the Charm Boutique. Follow us at the Charm Boutique on Instagram. Also check out the website www.thecharmboutique.com. We got body butter. We got sugar scrub. We got body wash. We got all your body care necessities. We got soap. We got all the things so you can be smelling real, real, real good. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. And that was our commercials and our bills.
We not even done.
Oh, what happened?
We gotta take it to the bag.
Not that that's is that
no,
your
we
bag?
Leave that bag? All right,
I'm about
right
to
now.
Say that's not your bag.
We gonna take it to the bag.
So y'all don't know if y'all just tuning in. Shout out to DJ on the check in. What's up, my brother? So we got some product. Let's see
some
what these product
we do
is.
Have. Go on, that's from the benevolent gentleman.
So this is for my beard.
It's for your beard. Hair. It's for your hair.
So, you know, I got these little patches in my little beard. So we're gonna get the patches out.
Yeah,
you
put the oil on that shit.
We're gonna go and I'm gonna rub my face against my lady. I'm gonna be like,
and it smell good. And it smell it. It smell gooder than the mug. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Oh yeah, this shit smell like some shit. This smells like come to me.
No, the fucking don't.
I put this on, bitches be like, come to me.
And you know I had to bring your crusty ass one of these.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the soap.
This shit like ice cream. This shit almost look edible.
Don't you eat that shit. We are not responsible. We are not responsible if you eat that shit. It's not edible. You need to put that shit on your foot with some soap and scrub it with this.
Oh,
come on.
And I get a scrub.
I don't play.
Yo, wait, listen.
We don't play out here. Man,
this light is killing me. All right, I can't show y'all the label. I'm trying to show y'all the goddamn label, but this goddamn bright-ass light got... All right, let me back... No.
There you go. Back
wait.
It up.
Back it up, wait.
No, it's right. It's bad. It's real bad.
I'm going to fix these lights. I goddamn it. But make sure... They're going to have me smelling like... I don't want to say that.
Way better than you smell now, nigga.
Yo, this smells like even if you take a dunk, it's going to come out like, ooh. Like, that's
what
how your
the hell
dude,
is wrong
that's
with
how your
you?
Dude going to come out. Your dude going to come out like, ooh.
And make sure you put that brush to good work on your mind and your goddamn
sure
feet.
Am.
No,
I'm
no,
sure.
On your feet, nigga. On your feet.
No, this is a handy brush, right? So this side going to be for my face, and then I'm going to scrub my foot on this side.
You need that Puma stone. You need that Puma stone on your goddamn feet. I've seen those feet.
My
and
feet,
I don't desire to see them shits again.
I don't got those Jamaican feet, okay?
Yeah, you do.
I don't look like I keep rocks
yeah,
all goddamn day.
Stomping rocks.
Yeah, stomping a bomba cloud, damn.
All right, I got some more stuff for you.
We got more stuff?
Oh, yeah, I got some good things for you.
It's not even my birthday.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Got a little body butter for you.
This is for the stink-ass niggas who, remember what we said, you wash your ass, then you smooth your ass.
Not smooth your ass.
I don't know. I was looking for something. And then you put this on your bed for your lady. So Valentine's Day is coming up.
Absolutely.
So you want to make sure you smelling fresh. You want to make sure you smelling clean. You want to make sure your skin is soft. And you know, make sure you brush your beard on this side. And
do not brush your beard with that, please. Don't listen to him. Do not brush your beard with that. Brush your whole foot. With that,
yo, you
front
sound,
and back.
You sound like a mama. Brush your foot.
Your foot.
Brush your blood clot
front
foot.
And back.
Brush
please.
Your bomba clot
but
foot.
We got the body butter there.
Okay.
We got the sugar scrub. These are all the same scent. So you got like a set.
Oh, this is a set.
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. This shit smell good, but it look edible. I look like I
do
need to put
not
a spoon.
Eat. Do not.
This is, I like this.
I know, that's why I brought it.
What part is this?
That's called Island Vibes.
So I can put what? This
that's
is like...
the sugar scrub. So you can scrub your whole body with that.
Oh.
It's exfoliating. So these ashy ass.
I was going to put it on these, now, but these, you said
no,
it is
no,
scrub.
No. You can put the body butter on now because you look a little ashy. But,
your
you
mama.
Know, just smooth some.
Oh, sorry,
you don't have
cool
to,
kisses is on
you
here.
Don't have to scoop. You smooth some.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this. Look. Fuck it. When
oh
you don't know how to do
God.
Shit, you do shit like this.
Oh my God.
Look at that shine on that bow. Look at that shine on that bow.
Oh my God. The whole thing.
Don't judge me.
Oh my God. Don't now rub it in.
It's mine. Oh shit. That shit. It feel more than I thought. Okay. I didn't think it was that.
I got to teach the nigga how to use body butter, Lord.
Nigga, the fuck? My shit come in the tube. It's skirt
and
out.
Then, and then that's the body wash. They all the same scent.
Okay.
Don't. It's not. It's sealed.
Yeah.
We professional out this hoe.
Okay.
It's sealed.
This shit say island body wash. Come to the islands and get your body rub.
And I got some soap here for your wife. This not for you. This way. This is face soap. You can use it as well.
This wasn't about her.
This is our turmeric soap. It got the link.
Oh shit! It got. Oh man, I'm trying.
It got
the
logo stamped in it. You guys can't see it. Damn. But that's the honey turmeric soap, and this is the oatmeal lavender soap.
She ain't getting none of this shit. I'm just letting you know.
I'm gonna make sure she gets.
No,
what
you gonna make
to
sure
have.
She gonna have to get another
this
one.
This nigga put his old elbow in the jar. Yes, he
it's
did.
It's mine. Yes, I, yes, the fuck I did. I use my product the way I use my product. That shit smell good. Up. I ain't gonna lie. My room.
Thank
smell,
you. I appreciate
my,
it.
My room in here smelling like
the islands.
The islands.
You.
I was gonna say like a bitch, but
well, I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it, bitch. Yeah. But yeah, got some products here. He been asking me for products, so I wanted to make sure that I back out some good products. You can find all of these on our website, www.thecharmboutique.com. All the good things. We have this size, which is a 4 ounce, and then we have an 8 ounce, which is a big dog. So if you want the big dog, then you know you could get that on the site as well. You know, if you real ashy, I should have bought you an 8 ounce.
Yeah, you should have. Because
your ass
be ashy. I just put my whole elbow.
You light skinned people be ashy all the goddamn time.
I put my whole elbow in the goddamn jar.
You did put your whole elbow in the jar, which tells me that you need some more. So
I am. I'm gonna and again, if you guys don't know, make sure you go to the Charm Boutique, goddammit. The Charm Boutique for all your needs. And don't forget, benevolent gentlemen, all right? That's for you ashy bastards, all right?
That's get, you. Yeah. You ashy bastards.
I don't care. I'm not ashamed. Fuck that. I'm not ashamed.
You the ashy bastard they talking about.
I'm not ashamed, goddamn. How was your goddamn week?
It was actually really good. I had a decent week. It was pretty busy at work, but not bad. Not bad at all. I was able to work on some stuff, some business stuff. Facts. I was able to give away my giveaway.
She gave the Tevin Campbell bag away.
I gave the Telfar bag away.
No, say what it is, the Tevin Campbell bag.
The Telfar bag away.
Made by so, who?
Telfar Clemens. So thank you to everybody who entered. I announced the winner on my Instagram last night. I actually had a surprise second winner.
Whoa.
So the first prize was the bag, the medium bag. And the second prize was a Valentine's Day basket with some Charm Boutique goodies
so
in it.
So you couldn't just give it to me.
Give
what
to
I thought we was
whom?
Friends.
Nigga, did you enter?
I didn't have to. You
It's
just
for the people that
me.
Entered.
Fuck
you had to
people.
Enter.
No, why you could just gave it to me and that would have been it.
See, niggas always want a discount
That's
or something
what
for
saying.
Free.
Like,
as your friend, as your friend, wouldn't you want to see me be successful?
I do.
Why can't you just pay me what I'm worth? See, this is a topic. This is a whole episode topic on how you need to pay your friends what they worth. Support the black business and pay full price.
But let me ask you this. As your friend, don't you want to see me unashy? Don't you want to see me with love?
At the full price. At the full goddamn price.
So how come my shit got to come with a price, but your shit don't come with a price?
Everything is full price for everybody. I have made my mama pay.
Damn.
Respectfully.
She gave you life. And you
respectfully,
made her pay?
Mommy pays. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. We need that topic. Definitely.
Hello. Okay. Yeah,
all right, we definitely
but listen, sure. As black businesses, and I say that to say this, support a black business this month.
Facts.
It don't have to be my business. It don't have to be, you know, but support a black business this month and every month. You know, of course, it's Black History Month. It's my birthday month. You know, all of that. Shut your ass up.
Oh, my bad.
It's Black History Month. It's my birthday month. Support a black business this month. We appreciate it. You know, don't get me wrong. The bigger businesses, they don't feel it like we feel it. You know, as you get bigger and bigger, you know, it's just kind of like a drop in a bucket. But with the small businesses, we pack your order at the crib. We take time and we
Facts.
Take energy. We pack your order. We pack it with love. We make it with love. All of that stuff. So support a black business today.
Listen,
boom.
It's so much love. It starts sounding like this.
All right, it's too much now. Please stop. Please stop. Chuck dropping knowledge.
No one
walks into Gucci and asks for a discount. I'm going to leave it at that. I need a guest appearance on that episode.
I do go in.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm the stupid one. I do go in Gucci and ask for a discount. I look for shit that's probably damaged and say, nigga, can I get 20-30% off? I am that guy. Yeah, that's me.
Lord help. Help the people. So how was your week? What's up?
So this week, let's start with this. So I almost had my first fight in umpteen years. Like 54, 11, 70 girls.
You was
like,
about the skrit app with the kids?
Right. No, no, not with the kids.
With an adult?
An adult.
Oh, shit.
But not only just any adult. Let me put this in your
mind. Give us the tea.
I almost had a fight with a nigga that looked like L fucking DeBarge. Like, how the fuck?
Another light-skinned nigga.
Right. And I felt to myself that because this nigga had wet, drippy, curly hair, that I was not, my pride was not going to allow me
light skin on light skin crime.
Right. I saw that nigga, all I wanted to say, in the heat and the rhythm of the night. And that's how I felt. Like, this nigga.
What happened? Tell the story.
So, I'm at my other job, right?
Yeah, because this nigga is a whole Jamaican. He got like 10 jobs.
We got
14 he really do.
Fucking jobs.
He really do. We be here, but he also be like 3 other places.
Right. So I'm with.
That's why he need to pay full price. But
right.
Go on.
You
go
know,
on.
So I'm with the crew and we chilling, we laughing. So one of my guys had us in stitches, right? I don't want to put his business out, but this shit was funny as fuck. So he has a eye that's not his, right? So he, we made a joke about something, and he said I could spin it and shit, and he touched the eye. And he was playing with it.
Oh my
so
god!
So we were rolling. Shout out to that nigga. That nigga's funny as fuck. So during the process of the joke, a nigga from the other company looked at us and was like, "Yo, be quiet." So the shit that behooved me was we were cool with that company. And we still are. That company is my fucking people. All right? Shout out to them. But this one asshole.
Oh, gotta be one.
So when he said it, we was all in mid-laugh. So I was like, ha, ha, ha. And I turned around and was like, what you say? Because I thought he was joking. And the nigga had the audacity to turn around and look and say, you heard what I said. Keep it down. I instantly went to Brooklyn and said,
yeah.
Who the is you talking to, my nigga? You don't have no kids over here.
Right.
It was a lot vulgar than that, but you know what I'm saying. So it got really heated, right? So El DeBarge is sitting there waiting for us about an hour after his shift was over.
Oh, shit. He was waiting for you outside?
Yo, so he in the cafeteria and shit. He like this. He looking and we joking. So we laughing, but my peoples is like, yo, what's up? We handling this or what? So I'm like, well, let's see how this play out. Cause I'm curious to figure out why he's still here. So we walk into the vending machine, don't want to buy shit, but we just walk into the vending machine. So we walk 3 deep. Then we was like, maybe he not gonna try it cause it's 3 of us. So niggas started taking turns, walking to the vending machine, 1 by 1. But this thing
y'all was being petty.
Right, we being petty. Cause we on that petty shit. We like that shit.
Y'all like start some shit. Right. I wish you would.
So we waiting to see what's what,
right?
And the company, the sister company over there, they was like, yo, we don't know how he, why he like that. We don't even fuck with him like that. The company don't fuck with the nigga, right?
Okay.
So his company found out what happened. Yo, they coming over like, yo, OG, yo, New York. Now they know. Like, I'm like, yo, I didn't want to do it like that, but I got a little loud, got a little petty. So needless to say, after the time was up, we all ready to roll. We starting to play ball because we got like a little basketball thing in the warehouse. He ain't saying nothing.
He ain't said nothing to
so,
you. Okay.
After the day, we walked out. We even waited outside for a bit, but he ain't never show up. So then I heard he was on the call with his boss saying that he asked us nicely to be quiet. First of all, what he was doing, we're in a warehouse, mind you. This is a big fucking warehouse.
Which is loud already.
It's loud already. He then proceeded, I heard, that he called his boss and said, oh, all he did was ask them to be quiet, and they just turned on me. Yeah, well, sad part, buddy, is if anything should happen, I'm going to whoop his ass. I'm sorry. if anything
so
should happen.
He didn't really want shit. He got loud for no reason. Right. But he really wasn't about it because, like, right. I mean, you had your opportunity to pop right. off and you didn't pop off, right. sir.
So now the next
Mr. day. Mr. Nigga.
Like, no, Elder Barge. And now we come back the next day. Yo, I walk in the whole warehouse. I never seen this warehouse unified watching me walk in. Oh, I felt shit. Like Chef, right?
It was like
I felt like when I was walking, you know, everybody watching.
You got to get you some Shaft music. And I'm like this ain't
and I'm looking and I'm like.
You got to get the Shaft.
No, because I'm doing this. Well, let me show you how this works. Right? So now I'm like.
Oh, you was a celebrity out here. Okay. Turn that shit off.
Right. So I'm doing all of that. They was like, yo, we don't fuck with that nigga. If y'all beat his ass, we jumping into
him. Oh, my God. So, and this is damn. His
company, my company.
Made the whole gang turn against him.
But.
They probably was already against him because he be doing some fuck shit. So right. that's so probably now, what happened.
But now I turn around and I just be like, yo, fuck it. It's over. I'm back on my righteous. I'm not doing it. You know, I'm a peep person. I don't want to do no shit. So I left it alone. It's over. Uh-huh. But today is my daughter's. It's not her birthday. Her birthday is on Tuesday on Valentine's
yes,
Day.
Yes. So, that's my baby.
But we are getting ready to do a Sweet 16 Super Pajama Jammy Jam game night for her. Untraditional Sweet 16. So we're doing that yeah. tonight. So
how I don't come know. You didn't tell me it was a sleepover? I would have slept over.
Because everybody not sleeping over. It's
some people going home.
Yeah.
That's good because, yeah. you know, everybody can't stay.
Yeah, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, so fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
I can't do it.
Everybody can't but, stay.
You know,
so. I would have slept over though. I'm always valid.
You're always valid. Chuck is valid.
But I ain't bring my spend the night bag. So.
That's all right. Chuck can bring it on the way. You know how we do. We family.
I ain't bring my spend the night bag. So, you
listen,
know.
You ain't got to never ask.
My little spend the night bag.
And shout out to Zaquay on the
hey.
Shout out to Sid.
Hey, SLR's Sid.
In the building, AKA Freak Nation. What's up?
Freak Nation.
So we got some shit to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. We going to get back into it today for show.
Right. So if you see the title says, can you forgive your partner if they cheated on you?
Oh, we getting into this.
Before we get into that, we got some other shit to go. You know what I'm saying? So this is Black History Month.
It
so
is.
So I want to run through a couple of topics real quick before we get heavy into the other one. So the first topic was really funny to me because it's Black History Month. And, you know, you always want your kid's school to be on the up and up. But check this shit out.
A mother reassuring her daughter after a racially insensitive lunch option was served at Nyack Middle School the first day of Black History Month.
I just hope that they won't do it again at a different school or at my school ever again.
Instead of Philly cheesesteak, broccoli, and fresh fruit, Aramark, the food service company that provides meals to the district, served chicken and waffles and watermelon.
I was questioning, like, because they don't usually give water.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Say what?
The chicken, the waffles, but what got me was the fucking
watermelon.
The watermelon? Why watermelon? Why?
What?
It's not even watermelon season.
It's not even watermelon season. Right, like at all. Like how the I hope somebody got fired because that ain't even like come on.
This is Aramark. So Aramark, you definitely get this for the day. Cause I'm trying to figure out. What the hell? A set of Philly cheesesteaks. What made you say the chicken and waffles the watermelon? That don't even go. You're not even gonna taste the watermelon because you don't eat that sweet ass syrup with the chicken and waffles. Like,
and listen, let me say something else. American school lunch is ass. American school lunch is ass. Now, back in the day when they used to for real cook.
Right.
School lunch was mad good.
The pizza,
we looked forward to school lunch. But now school lunch is no good at all. And on top of that, you gonna put like racist connotations in it? Come on. Like, you pissing me off with that. You could have just left the lunch as it is. Because half the kids don't right. eat lunch anyway.
Facts.
Especially in middle school and high school. Half the kids don't eat lunch. They sit there and they play games during lunch. Nobody eats the lunch. The lunch is ass.
The reason why we don't eat the lunch, and no disrespect.
The lunch is dirt.
Right. No disrespect to the Obamas, right? But Michelle Obama, out of all the beautiful things that she did, she came in, she fucked school lunch up.
She did.
And she tried to put the health shit in
she
it.
She did.
And I'm not mad at the reasoning.
Yeah, I get the reasoning.
Right. Every day don't have to be healthy. Fuck that.
You know what it was? I think her version of healthy and how they translated it over to the schools, like the food suppliers, was totally messed up.
Right, because, listen.
They didn't do that right. Like, it's a way to be healthy and not have it taste like foot bottom. Right. Like, come on.
And some things can have wheat bread, but everything don't need wheat bread.
Everything.
Come on, y'all. First of all, them wheat breads that's in the school with the hamburgers is dry as fuck.
The wheat bread grilled cheese, that shit's ass.
Like again, that was totally insensitive. Y'all should get y'all ass whooped.
And like, then, like, the racial connotation. Like, come on. Like, let me say this. In Black History Month, a lot of companies go out of their way to highlight and display and display Black culture when really they make money off of us for 28 days.
Facts.
And then they move the hell on. What you call it? The only people that I can say are doing Black History Month justice, and they do so not just during Black History Month, but all year round, is Target.
Right.
I fuck with Target because they have a whole section, and they've grown it over the years, where they highlight Black creators. They highlight Black clothing.
That's dope.
They highlight all of that stuff. Food, you name it. And they don't just do a Black History Month, but they do it all year round. A lot of Black-owned businesses have gotten their major put on from Target. So I got to shout them out for that. But the rest of y'all putting goddamn kente cloth on everything for 28 days out the month.
Hey, and can I say
this? That's for y'all.
No disrespect to our brothers and sisters on the Caucasian side.
Our non-melanated princes and princesses.
But I don't want to see y'all motherfuckers with dashikis and shit.
Absolutely
doing
not.
African dances. It's pandering. I don't want to see that shit.
It's pandering. Don't do that shit. Just respect the culture. Take the opportunity of Black History Month to learn about Black history and don't just dismiss it. But we don't want to see y'all in kente cloth. We don't want to see none of that shit. And real Black people that care about Black history, we don't give a damn for y'all doing that. You don't have to. Don't do that shit.
And don't think for one minute because it's Black History Month that because you're white, you have to feel like you're acknowledging Black History Month. Like, I think that's more of a disrespect. Like, you'd be like, hey, so happy Black History Month.
No, that's not what it is. Like, that's not what we want. We want some type of acknowledgement for the struggles that we have gone through and all of that. And take the time to educate yourself on what's still going on as far as Black people and Black culture today. So take the time to learn. Take the time to educate yourself. Don't be ignorant. Right. And I will take that for Black History Month. All this other shit, and y'all putting African print on random shit, stop that dumb shit.
And let me
please
say this. I just saw this movie, Your People, right?
Oh, You With People.
You People, right. I'm sorry. Yo, if you haven't, shameless plug. You should watch it. It's so fucking hilarious, but it's like one of those serious comedy movies, right? Like you're not always gonna catch it until you catch it, right? And when you catch it, it's funny as hell. But it's just watch that because it's hilarious, and I think Eddie Murphy and the whole cast did a wonderful job, and it was just great to see. And Chuck, your ass, he said chicken and waffles though is valet. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh my God. Listen, any school food is dirt right now. I miss back in the day when that big ham hock arm lady that was back there really for real cooking. Like, we was eating good.
Is that pronounced the money? I see people names all over.
I don't know.
Shout out to you. I don't want to disrespect you. I just don't know.
Hey, welcome.
But hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Let's move on to the next topic. So This is definitely, like I said, today I'm celebrating my daughter's sweet 16. So when I saw this, I thought that this was really upsetting to me. And just watch.
I don't like electric cars.
Wait, what?
I like for Mercedes Benz. I don't like Tesla.
You said you like the electric cars.
I never said I like Tesla. I said a Mercedes Benz. I don't like Tesla.
Well, you gotta like, this is better than a Mercedes Benz.
This is not. I don't want no car that, if I gotta, I gotta charge it for it to work. I didn't want that.
Girl, you need to be grateful that you got a damn car.
I could have just been walking. I would rather walk
than
looking at the car.
Right. You should be happy.
Be grateful.
You can put the keys back in your purse.
Oh, and I will. And don't ask me for nothing else. Oh, you're going to be happy with that money.
How much is this?
Girl, open it up and stop being ungrateful, because now you're starting to be ungrateful where you ain't got to worry about me ever again.
I never said I wanted a Tesla. I always told you I wanted a pink Mercedes Benz.
Okay, well, I couldn't get the Mercedes Benz, so you
and
got that.
This is all you gave me for my sweet 16 and my golden...
Girl, do you know how much money that is? That's $1,600 for 16.
That's it for my sweet 16 and my golden birthday?
Well, what did you want?
And then you gave me the truck.
This is the car. It's not the truck. This is the car one. You guys, look.
You can have all your gifts back, because... Why would you do that?
First of all, I got to stop that shit, because I'm about to bust a blood vessel. First of all, you fucking 16. You ungrateful little piece of shit, right? Like, and I don't like to talk to no kids like that. I'm all about empowerment with our youth.
Fuck them kids.
You're right. She need her ass whooped, okay? Your mama, I'm so mad at mom the way she handled this, because this wasn't the only goddamn video, right? So the mom started talking. She came back with a video. She said, you know what? First of all, $1,600. That's a lot for a 16-year-old to me, right? Niggas' rent is $1,600 and can't afford to pay it, right? So for you to have $1,600 and say, this is not enough, this is my golden years, you have no idea what golden years are. Then to have a Tesla and say, I didn't want a Tesla, I wanted a Benz. First of all, that Tesla, if I'm not mistaken, is a Model S. That Model S, at base price, was $65,000 to $75,000, right? Me personally, how you raise your kids is how you raise your kids. But ain't no way in hell I'm buying a $75,000 car for a 16-year-old at the beginning, right? We ain't even gonna front like that. I'ma buy you a goddamn 2002 Honda Accord, beat that up, show me that you're responsible, and then we move on to something brand new. But I'm not, first car, I'm not doing no Tesla, all right? That's out of the question. And this little picky fuck had the audacity to say, I wanted a pink Mercedes, right? They don't even make pink Mercedes. Like, you have to get that customized. So, oh, my God. Then, the second video, the mom goes to Mercedes and trades the Tesla in for this girl. She went and got her a Mercedes. The girl at the Mercedes dealer is saying, I don't like this. This one is old. It was a 2022, might I add. She said, it's too old. I don't want this. This is not what I wanted. So she proceeded to go to a 2023, got the 2023, and her mom said, we will paint it. No. What lessons are we teaching our kids to do that, right? This girl has no value of anything. She doesn't work, obviously. And mom, I understand. If you got the money, you got the money. And I want to treat my kids the same. I want to make sure I buy them everything. But my kids also will know values of all things. And you missed all of that. So I'm pissed off at mom. And I'm pissed off at the daughter. Like, I want to jump through the goddamn phone, grab this little girl by that little ponytail, drag her across the street, and then whoop her ass. Straight up.
I'm trying to calm down, because please tell me this shit was a prank.
That's real life.
Let me say something. First things first, that attitude that she has.
Right.
That's not something that she took on today being her birthday, or whatever day it was being her birthday. She had that attitude for some time now. So with an attitude like that, you not getting shit from me. You not getting shit from me. I don't care how much money I have. I don't care how much money I have. You are broke.
Right.
You broke.
Right.
You don't have a damn thing. I have the money. And although we want to spoil our kids and get them the best of everything, I will not sacrifice their values, like you said. I will not sacrifice their morals, and I won't sacrifice them being an asshole to get them the best of everything. You will go without. Because if you don't have respect for me, and if you don't have the proper mindset, you can't get nothing. You wouldn't get $1,600. Your ass wouldn't get $16. I'm not buying you no car. Absolutely not. If I saw that her attitude was like that leading up to her birthday, she wouldn't got shit. What we doing for your birthday? We going to Dave and Buster's.
We wouldn't even
Why are we going? You going to sit your ass in this house. I'm going to get you a $10 cake from Stop and Shop. Happy birthday to you. You're not getting shit. I'm sorry. I don't care what birthday it is. I don't care if you don't want to have them. We don't want her to miss out on her celebration. Damn that.
Fuck her.
Damn that.
Right.
And my whole thing, and I blame the parent because the minute she would have came out that house and had such a attitude like that, I would have snatched my shit up, $1,600 and all, and she wouldn't have got nothing. Take your ass back in the house and have a good day. You wouldn't have got nothing. I wouldn't have exchanged nothing.
Nope.
I would have went and got my money back.
Right.
And you would have had to take time and figure out what you did to not get anything. That's for one. For two, you're absolutely right. A 16-year-old, some of them are a little bit more mature, but overall, they have no sense of value and no sense of the meaning of things. So you start with them with something small.
Right.
And if you got money to blow, that's on you, but it's just about the principles of things. You start them with something small so they can appreciate it. You get them a hoop.
Right.
You going to get them a hoopty because I had a hoopty for my first car. My first car was an 88 Toyota Corolla, and I rode that baby.
Facts.
I bought it myself, really. I bought it myself. I was 19 years old. I bought it myself. The shit was about $1,000. But I got a hoop. That was my first car. It made me appreciate things. Then when I was able to go get a car off the lot, brand new, nobody ever drove it, I appreciated that because I had a hoopty before. I had a couple hoopties before I got to my car. That girl will not appreciate anything if you just giving her shit. $1,600 and she's talking about, and just for clarity, a golden birthday is when you turn like say 16 on the 16th or 17 on the 17th. That's a golden birthday. That's what they call a golden birthday.
Fuck that. I don't give a fuck.
But who cares?
I'll tell you like
my
this.
Whole thing with that is like, why are you ungrateful?
Right. Like, what's the name say? You remember House Party? The first one?
Mm-hmm.
What was the dude, God bless his soul?
The father. Yes.
My response to that, with every little step you take, gonna be around this motherfucking house.
How about that?
That's that. Happy birthday.
How about that?
Your birthday gift from me at that point, I'm taking your door off the hinges. I'm taking your iPad. I'm taking all that shit. Happy goddamn birthday.
Because you're ungrateful. And my whole thing is, and as I blame the mother to an extent, but this attitude, that attitude comes from her. If you giving her everything and not having any expectations, you have to have expectations of your children.
Right.
You must have expectation of your children. If you don't, listen, I'm going to give you this, but I expect you to be kind. I expect you to be respectful. I expect you to be responsible. I expect you to do your chores. I expect you to do certain things. And then when you don't do them, certain things got to come out of the picture. If you never expect your child to do anything and you just going to hand them everything, they're going to be an ungrateful son of a bitch.
Yep. And now, let's move on to another topic.
So all right, let me breathe.
Since we're talking about daughters, right? I saw this silly shit, and, man, you know, I get ready to start talking. Let me show you this bullshit.
Okay, y'all. My name is Love, my given name. I am the biological daughter of Aaliyah Houghton and Robert Kelly. R. Kelly, and I just want to tell my truth and tell my mother's truth.
Okay, so I'm not even going to go through the whole fucking story.
You should have got to the part where she was singing.
Right. Did she sing it up?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. Yo, but what blows my mind, she don't look like R. Kelly. She don't look like Aaliyah. She look like the motherfucker that say, "Peace nuts."
Right? She look like Jim Kelly. I'm glad you brought it back up for me. I'm glad you brought it. Because I was pissed from that last video. But this was too good.
She said, "Yo, I am the secret daughter of..." She waited this long.
I'm the secret of Aaliyah and Robert Kelly. Y'all know I'm
not trying to play nobody. I love my blacks. All colors, all shades, all whatever. But this black motherfucker, she don't look like neither nor.
All these years? Right. How old are you, miss?
Right. And what's wrong with your teeth walking around there looking at you? I'm telling you, she look like the guy when you be like, "Get him, these nuts." Like, that's who she looked like. Now, I believe that that's your daddy. I believe that that little bird nigga, A-Town, that might be your daddy.
Oh, my
R. Kelly and Aaliyah, no, I don't even fuck with R. Kelly.
Be for real. Yes, Sequoia, be for real.
Yeah, that shit right
nah,
there.
Nah, that's Michael Blackson's daughter. I'm scared.
Yes. That's definitely you, crazy mother sucker, you.
Yo, like I can't believe she just told that bold-faced lie on the internet. But you know what? People do this for clout and for likes. They know damn well they lying. But they want somebody to click on their video. They get clicks. They get likes, you know? Then she want a check from Meta. She going to get her a check.
Right. Robin Harris. That's who it was.
Robin Harris. Yes. Rest in peace to Robin Harris.
She might be Robin Harris' daughter.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? You see those big-ass eyes of hers? She might be Robin Harris' daughter.
Oh, but my God. Yo, like, be for real. Like
what part of you says Robert Kelly or Aaliyah?
And then furthermore, like, if you were their kid, like, you would think you would be better taken care of, this secret child.
Right.
Where they put you at?
Right.
Can validate this this whole claim? Where your birth certificate at?
Again, I'm not trying to play nobody. I'm not trying to be really disrespectful. But she looked like the commercial when they say if you send 19 cents a day. Right? She looked like one who was well-fed, was taking other kids' food. And
not
she
the Ethiopian
like
kids.
Right. She looked like that. But I'm just saying, ain't nothing about you. Nobody believes you. And
yeah,
I blame your friends. I blame your
family.
And
then she was on there singing.
I'm sorry. I gotta bring that up.
She was on there singing. She was like, "Mama always told me to be careful." Yo, I was screaming, crying. I was like, yo, you cannot be serious. Must be joking. Like, niggas really be smoking it. Like,
I'm so upset.
It's the crack. It's got to be crack.
It's got to be more than crack.
It's crack. It's K2. Remember K2?
Right. Yes.
It's got to be K2.
Yes, because she actually looked like K2. She looked like a zombie. Shut up. K2, she made you like a zombie.
Little angel dust. She been smoking the angel dust. I think it's the angel dust.
She looked like...
Be for damn real.
She looked like the stunt double for Cinderella, the one who was getting punched and beat on before she made it to be the princess. She looked like that one. She looked like she been sitting...
Not the stunt double.
Yeah, she been the stunt double because even that one, you know, they needed somebody really to scrub the floors. It was her. You know what I'm saying? She was down there.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So, it's obviously she hasn't seen a dentist in a while. Mama, they got things that can fix that, all right?
They really do. You can fix that.
Your lips is chapped. I don't know which one of these you can rub on your lips, but shit, you can probably rub this one on your lips too, because this is oil.
Bust a little oil. Or get some body butter. They put it on you.
You look like you took a hot comb and put your lips and they said,
"Shut up."
On it. That's what that looked like. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm saying. But that was the bullshit. So
very much bullshit.
Now we're going to
very, very, very much bullshit. Like, miss, what? Mentally, what's going on up there that you would lie about this?
And then now you got to see
with a straight face,
right? And all these people gonna see you in the streets, and somebody gonna bust.
They gonna
you
be
in
like,
head.
"R. Kelly daughter, right?"
Right, like yeah, your daddy's in prison. Like, come on, somebody had to get a lease.
Oh my God,
and it ain't you, mama. It ain't you.
No, baby.
I need to see a blood test. I need to see a lot. Because she pulled out one picture. And I was like, I wasn't sure if she cropped herself in that picture.
Wait, I didn't see the picture.
She put a picture. Let me see if
I
can show you this. Hold on.
I want to see the picture.
Let's see if I can show you the picture. Wait, hold on.
Okay, y'all. My
Name is Love, my biological, my given name.
All right. Let me.
I am the biological daughter of.
Let's just fast forward this. There you go. Look, I'm not too sure. Like, this picture is not giving me. I'm not seeing it.
I mean, what's she trying to prove here?
I
see a picture of you, some other lady.
Is that her?
That might not even be her.
Like, I don't know, but that shit right there was horrible.
That was wild.
Lady, get a fucking life, get a clue.
Yeah, therapist.
Yeah, and go get you some chapstick, all right? They sell them at every store, Walmart, everything. All right, get that. Michael Blackson's daughter, we got that. That was crazy. Right, yeah. Chuck said laugh out loud. Hot comb is hilarious. No, she did, bro. She took her lips and she did that Jim Carrey shit in Living Color.
So confusion.
All right, so now let's get nasty. Okay. All right, we're going to get a little nasty. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you women are doing. I know this might be in another country, but
it got to be.
Some of you motherfuckers is doing it here too. And all I want to know, well, matter of fact, let me just play it. All I'm saying is, are they practicing for the Olympics?
Because what in the Vietnamese cucumber challenge in the hell is going on here?
Because that game looked like it was called the DS3000.
What?
And the D, you know what that stands for.
Yeah.
And you know what the S stands for.
Like, she a glizzy gladiator.
She's
a glizzy gladiator.
All I want to know is.
She was really.
Right. And I want to know where this is at.
How in the hell? No, you cannot. You're not allowed to visit. You are not allowed to visit. You're going to come back home with something you never left with.
Yeah, I'm going to come back.
You're going to be coming to the clinic to get a shot.
All I'm saying is, I want to know where they do that at. I want to know in this state. I want to know if y'all need, y'all need somebody to practice with. I'm that guy.
You're going to need a shot.
Listen, I'm going to shoot something else. I'll tell you that.
She the type to accidentally bite the head. No, for real. She was like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Listen.
She was doing too much.
What game is that, though? And why?
Slow and steady wins the race. I think it was ice. It looked like ice.
Yeah.
I was like, my nigga, what is this?
I think she wanted the water to drip. But I got something for that. You don't need the ice. I got you.
You're a nasty bastard.
I'm just saying.
You a nasty bastard.
So, are you telling me like y'all ain't
you want that glizzy gladiator on you?
No, I'm not saying her per se, but she did take it to the head. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but she looked like she'll bite the head Chuck said.
No, let me say this. She looked like she was
She looked like
really,
she'll hurt your ass.
No, but you see how she was good with it. Like she was doing it fast, but it looked like she wasn't hurting it, right? Then she
called. Yeah, that's because that's ice. On your actual penis.
Listen.
It's going to be different.
I ain't going to lie, shorty. I give you a chance. You got a shot.
Yeah, all right. She going to give you a chance. She going to give you something.
Listen, all I'm saying is.
You ever heard of herpes?
Listen, if not her.
The clap.
If not her, I'm looking for.
Gonorrhea.
Listen.
Trick.
Listen.
Don't get me started. Monkeypox.
Listen.
Don't start me, okay? You going to get something.
Wait. But if not her. It could be somebody else.
Your
All
wife.
I'm saying, yeah, she do. No, let me not say
hey,
that.
Hey. She gonna fight you if she's seen it.
I'm looking for like a Sukihana type. A ratchet motherfucker who can control that like that.
No, Suki crazy as shit, crazy too. Something is wrong with her. Something is legit wrong with her.
But we're bringing her up next week. I had some clips of her next week.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, on I'm looking D, for you gonna... Cause that she's a champ. She ratchet, but she a champ.
She gonna strip you down to the white meat. Ah!
Listen.
That thing gonna hurt.
Listen.
She did that on ice.
I get it.
She would destroy your manhood.
But she didn't use her teeth.
How you know that?
She was good.
She probably on that ice.
Because if I,
she was probably biting that ice with her whole teeth.
Listen, if she was using her teeth, it would have been like the Icy Man in Harlem. It would have been like,
you should. You
want Chetty?
You never know what's behind her teeth.
Listen,
you never know what's behind her teeth.
I know what'd be behind there. She'd get on in there.
Yeah, yeah. Meat gonna be behind her teeth, and you gonna be hurt at the hospital.
Sugi ain't all that though. She not all that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying she all that. That's not what I'm saying at all. But Sugi is known to be the freak. Like Sugi would.
I think what he's saying is she not an eater. She not an eater.
She look like she eat. She look like she swallows. Mm-hmm. She look like she do everything. She look like your one stop shop. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Your one-stop shop in the crazy town. She crazy as hell.
She is. That's the only reason why I'm breaking
up
of her.
And breaking up and making up with that man.
Like 20 times. That's the only reason why I'm scared. Oh, my God.
She's mad funny, though. She's funny. She's funny. I like her personality, all
right,
too.
So let's move on, right? Here we go. And then we got to move on
from that.
Here we go.
This came. Who goes to get the towel? Me or you explain. This is a great question. So you ask, never go get the towel.
As this last week or two, I've been going to get the towel.
So why you weren't getting it before?
Because you ain't got it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's really it.
Like, and then when you get a towel, you come back with a cold towel. Why?
Yeah, because I don't know about all that. All I need is a towel, me. Okay, what kind
of... It's cold. What temperature is? Why would you put a cold towel on my hot cat?
Well, that's on you and your hot cat. I'm straight. I just need a towel to wipe off and go to sleep. So, I really don't be needing a towel.
Yes, you do. You need a towel. You got to get all that stuff off. It causes bad bacteria.
So...
Yes, DJ, this is the same game we played at game night.
Right.
Because one of my homegirls had the cards. So we played it at game night.
I love it, and I'm about to do this game, and I'm going to bring it on the show, and we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to have some real fucking fun. Right.
Yeah, I don't want no cold towel. Every time I go get the towel, I runs the hot water, and I warms that towel.
Wait, you're moving too fast. All
right, I'm just saying.
My question first is whose job is it to get the towel?
All right. So the answer to my question is, whoever is not down the worst. So at the culmination, if you down bad and your knees don't work, the other person need to go get it.
I ain't gonna lie, that's gonna be me all the time.
If it's vice versa, and, you know, whoever can move after it's all over. Because sometimes I can't move. Sometimes I be dead in the bed.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm like this. Whether you can move or whether you can't move, I'm not getting up. I'm telling you right now, I'm laying the fuck down.
Nah, it's a two-way street for us. It's a two-way street. Nah. You know, if I'm down too bad, he'll go get the towel. If he down bad, then I will go get the towel and bring it back. And the towel is always hot. You got to run the hot water. You got to put it up underneath, get it nice and hot, hot water. And then you bring it back and you rub the person down, clean them up.
If you fucking with me, I'm giving you a dry towel out the linen closet.
A dry towel.
You just better wipe off and keep it pushing, because I'm going to sleep.
All right, he made this is a great point. If you shoot the club up, you don't need a towel.
I always shoot the club up, but you know, sometimes it got that aftershock. You know what I'm saying? It
started leaking out. I'm just saying.
But I'm not getting up. I ain't gonna
lie
to you.
Whoever not covered.
Right.
Now whoever's not covered. Wow.
All I'm saying is 100% of the time I'm gonna lay
Wait,
there.
Who said we not always trying to be shot up? Speak for yourself, DJ.
Somebody trying to get shot up. Pow. Gunshot for your bone, my client. Where the gunshot at?
Gunshot.
Yo, but listen, all I'm saying is I'm not getting up. I'm not the type. I want to lay
you
there.
You a selfish mother. Shut your mouth.
I am.
You are selfish.
I am.
You supposed to get the towel sometime.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I put them extra
and
pumps
warm
in.
That hoe up. Warm it up.
See, you asking for too much.
Yeah, it's nothing to run hot water and warm the towel up before you get, like Super said, you gonna put a cold towel on hot cat?
Listen, I'm saying to you.
Or hot balls in somebody else's case.
I'm saying to you, when I'm finished, I feel like I done put some extra work in. I'm going to sleep. I'm rolling over. I don't even give a damn.
Yeah,
wash the sheets in the morning. I'll see you later because I'm going out. Yeah, night, nigga.
You disrespectful.
I'll take a shower
you
in the morning. If you don't get up and get that towel, I'll take a shower in the morning.
Now, if my knee, if my knees don't work, then you listen, I'm finished. If my knees work, I got you. But if my knees don't work no more, if they doing a wobble, wobble, shake it thing, then I'm sorry. I can't go get that towel. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
This nigga said what Shay said.
Is the bullet leave the gun long after he squeezed the trigger. Wait a minute. Tick tock. Gunshots.
That's my movie. Listen, I don't care what y'all can judge me. I'm not getting the fuck up. I'm not.
I mean, DJ, you know, that's what they got new sheets for, you know. You just throw them in the wash and get some other ones.
Listen,
you know, it is what it is. Sometimes, I will say this, sometimes nobody gets a towel. We both be gone.
Right.
We both be not. I'm right. Just saying. Sometimes nobody gets a towel. Sometimes nobody moves. Sometimes we just stuck in that spot. And we wake up the next day like, God
and DJ,
boy, we had a time last night.
And DJ, all I'm going to say to you, stop buying them goddamn cheap sheets. If you buy cheap sheets, they will be ruined. They start to fade.
Hey, Walmart sheets. Listen, I got some Walmart sheets that hit.
I don't give a shit. If they fade, they cheap. Okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm not getting the fuck up. Wake up in the morning, wash the throw sheets
nothing
in the washer.
Nothing a little bleach can fix in a little tie.
Right. Listen, you got to handle what you handle. Because like I said, my babies is laying in the bed at that moment.
Oh, my God.
That's the only time my kids can lay in the bed with me.
Oh, my. You a nasty motherfucker. You is nasty.
I feel like once you one day old, that's it. You can't come in. If you born real, that's
God.
It. But that 30 seconds you out, that's it. You good.
But listen, it's proper etiquette to take turns or something getting the towel.
Etiquette.
It is proper etiquette. Nobody want to keep getting the towel for you.
Fuck out of here.
We can swap. We can take turns.
No, you can swap these nuts, goddamn.
That's what got us in this position.
Exactly. Listen. And that's all that's going to happen because I ain't even with it. So now, we got to get to the question at hand, right? Here is the question. Right. Oh, let me get this off the screen so everybody can see. All right, there you go. So, can you forgive your partner if they cheated on you? That is a legit question. You want to answer first, or you want me to answer? Because you look like you got Chuck. You might want to duck. That rhymes bars. So, can you forgive your partner if they cheat?
You can answer first.
All right. Well,
go ahead and answer first.
I'm going to answer first. Okay. If I cheat, I would definitely want my girl or wife to forgive me. Absolutely. But I'm not built like that. If you cheat, go kill yourself. Go get hit by a bus. I'm not doing it. I am not going to be Morris Chestnut in The Best Man, always picturing Tate Diggs banging the fuck out my wife. I'm not doing that. That's not going to be me. I'm not built like that. And again, you can judge me. You can say it's a double standard, and I just know I am not built like that. I cannot accept always thinking that you sucked him off or how he did you and where I like to do things to you that he did that or whatever, because that's the only thing I think about. So I'm not built like that, but you, I would love for you to forgive me, baby. I promise I will never do it again.
Lies.
I'm coming with the whole scenario, the whole story, gifts and everything.
Lies.
But I'm not that way.
Fair. Or unfair, however you look at it. It depends on a lot of things, I would say. It's not so cut and dry like, oh no, if they cheat, I'm out the door. You know, everybody says that, but that's not always the reality of everything. You know, it depends on, you know, what you got invested. It depends on, you know, how deep this thing went. It depends on a whole bunch of things. What did say? What DJ say? It depends on a couple things. However, no matter what, I'm getting my lick back. Woo! I have come a long way because I done got my lick back. See, I promise you.
But this is if
I'ma stay with you after you cheated, best believe I'm getting my lick back. I'm just saying.
That's where I feel like the relationship is over at this point.
I'm gonna get my lick back. If you cheat on me and I forgive you, just know I'm finna get my lick
back.
The
relationship is over.
If I cry in the car, nigga, you gonna cry in the car too.
It's over.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But you know, again to that, I would say, you know, and I think we've hashed this back and forth for a while, but you know, I feel like cheating speaks to a deeper issue. I feel like cheating always speaks to a deeper issue. My whole thing is you should be in a relationship where you're comfortable enough to be like, listen, I'm not happy. Listen, something ain't right. Listen, whatever the case may be is. If you have a legitimate reason for why you feel like stepping out, you need to bring it to your partner first. And if you just being a hoe out there and you just, you know, giving it to whoever, community date, be single. Like, don't disrespect. Yeah, true. It's a lot of community coochie out here.
Facts.
Don't disrespect the person that you with. Just be by yourself. Break up with them. Break up with them instead of, you know, doing all of that back and forth and all of that sneaking and all of that stuff. Like, we adults. Like, it's no need to keep sneaking. And, you know, it's not always as easy as that. But I feel like at the end of the day, like, ain't no use in she. Like, you in a restaurant enjoying yourself and then somebody screamed the cheetah's van is outside.
Right.
Now you running out the back. Like, come on. Nobody wants to keep going through that. Like, don't end up on cheaters, guys. Stop cheating.
That's all I'm saying. Listen, like I said, I know for me, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
You understand? But like you said, even though I cheated, if you saying you got to get your lick back, it's over.
I used to be that person. I think I'm evolved, and I think I'm mature enough now where I don't have to get my lick back. But before, I done got my lick back, goddamn it. I promise you I have, because you know, it's just like especially if I've been faithful, I've been loyal, I've been down, and you do that to me. Man, I'm outside.
Listen,
that's fine. I'm outside.
You can be the fuck outside, but just know that this relationship is definitely over. Now that you're outside, because again, it'll be too stupid to be righteous after I fucked up, right? But
right.
I'm gonna make it sound like it sound anyway. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Now two wrongs don't make a right. Now two wrongs don't make a right. Okay. So, but, you know, I feel like now in the relationship that I am now, in the marriage I'm in now, I feel like we're in a place where if my partner is not happy,
right,
they could come and tell me before it gets to that before it gets to a place of cheating.
So it's not like if y'all watch BMF, it's not like Big Meech and his mom and dad, because you know he done went to a party and sent his wife and he done screwed the goddamn neighbor, and you know
I never watched the show, but I heard he was a quick pumper.
And yo,
I heard that shit last a minute and a half.
He had two scenes that was less than 30 seconds. He hit the neighbor, yeah! And then he turned around and hit his wife. And both. I didn't even miss it because I bent down.
Bang, 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 bang.
Right? And he was like this. And then she turned around and looked at him and did the lip bite thing. She was like,
that mean he ain't had none in a while.
Like, nigga.
That mean he ain't had none in a minute.
You could have made that. Listen, they call him Two Pumps McGraw.
This nigga said if two pumps and a swirl was a person.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God. But you know, like I said, like I genuinely believe I'm in a relationship where before it gets to that place, you could come talk to me and be like, listen, right. I'm not happy. Listen, there's some things that I'm longing for and you not doing. And I'm in my head, I've had feelings and thoughts of cheating. Like, I would respect that. And, you know, some women wouldn't, because some women would feel like, oh, you disrespecting right. me by coming to me and telling me that you want to cheat. But I would rather you come to me and tell me than just doing it.
Right.
Because you embarrassing me out here, right. You know, by cheating instead of coming to me and saying that you're not happy.
So let me ask you this. Now, is there a difference between finding out your man cheated or him coming to you saying, listen, I fucked up and I'm telling you and I want to make it work?
It depends, because that can be manipulative too.
Okay.
That could be manipulative too. Them telling on themselves, sometimes it could be because they want to hurt you. Because they want you to know that they've been cheating.
Okay. So
So like it could be that type of thing. Like, I want you to know I'm cheating. Like, so you could do something, or you could, you know, or you could feel something or something like that.
So let me ask you this, right? And I hate to put my man in the way, but I got to use it so it sounds realistic. If Chuck was to come to you right now and say, yo, honey, I cheated. I apologize. It won't happen again. You know, something just happened or whatever. What's next?
I would want to know why in detail. Like, I would want to know why in detail, because one thing about Chuck is, and that's why I say, this is a case by case right. basis, and it's a person by person basis. We can't put like a blanket statement out for every man or for Facts. Every woman, because it doesn't work like that. I know for Chuck, he's a very thoughtful person. I know he's a very logical person. So I know if he's going to do something, he's going to think about it way longer than for he does it.
Okay.
So if he decides to do something, that's after a lot of thought. That's after a lot of thought. That's something that, and that's with him in everything. He doesn't give like quick responses all the time. He doesn't give like quick, you know, rebuttals all the time. A lot of times he takes time to think. And he takes time to analyze whatever it is you're asking him right. or whatever the case may be. So I say that to say, if this is something that he did, he done thought about it. So that's why I want to answer. That's why I want to answer, because it's not going to be just a, oh, babe, this was just a spur of the moment thing. And I just, no, he's not like that. He's a thinker.
So what if he was at the strip club, you know, and Tatalicious come in and she doing it, whatever, and it just happens, like, she pull it out, whatever, and she, boom. She
I would like to believe he would still think about a situation like that. I want to know what his thoughts were in that situation. Like, those things would determine whether I stay or not.
Okay.
Like, me hearing the entire story, like, I'm not going to be flying off the handle or nothing like that. I am. I might be upset. I might shed some tears, but I'm not going to be flying off the handle like, nah, I'm going to fuck you up. Ah! No. I want to know the story. I want to know how we got to this place from the place you were. How did you get from faithful husband to cheating ass husband? What steps led to you fucking on a stripper? What steps led to you? That's what I would want to know. And then from there, once I hear that, and provided that it's honest, you know, because at this point, you know, you done fucked up already. No need to lie.
Right.
No need to lie on top of whatever the situation is.
No man on earth thinks in that situation
since Shice described.
Ain't no blood in the brain,
right. That's also very true.
Right. So and I want to go back to what I think it was DJ, right? DJ said, I feels like if someone tells me you're sloppy,
he said, I feel like if someone else tells me you're sloppy.
Oh, right. All right.
Like,
so
I had to find out from somebody else, sloppy ass.
That's definitely sloppy. My thing is, how you handle it, how I'm gonna handle it is too different. Uh-huh. And I want you to handle it the way you're going to handle it, not the way I'm going to handle it, right? Because I'm
this is from a place of maturity, like, right. Because I've flown off the handle before.
Right.
Like, I've wild out, thrown shit. Like, you know, I'm just trying to go to a place of, like, I'm not trying to, like, I don't want to hurt myself at the end of the day.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about what you did, like, what you, or how I make you feel. It's about how I'm feeling. So I'm trying to protect myself. This is self-preservation. And as part of that self-preservation is me thinking through it logically
And I'm glad you said that part. Because now my question would be, right? If somebody finds out that Chuck cheated or whatever, and you decide to stay, and now you got people in your ear saying, oh, you shouldn't have stayed. He cheated. Oh, you stupid or whatever. Does that change the way you feel? Or do you feel like it can change your mind?
I don't know if it would change my mind, but, you know, they say, you know, trust can be built up over years and lost in seconds. So there would be no trust there. There would be no trust left there. If I do decide to stay, there's no trust left. That trust has to be built back up. I don't trust you at all.
So
that trust would have to be built back up.
But then that's a problem, right? So why stay if there's no trust?
Because there's love.
Okay.
And my whole thing with that is, you know, listening to other people will never get you anywhere. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I feel like you should accept wise counsel. You know, if you have people that, you know, are in your corner and genuine. Yeah, of course you should accept wise counsel. But at the end of the day, that decision is yours. That decision is yours and yours alone. And so, you know, you have to live with that.
I agree.
None of those people that are giving you advice or none of those people that are saying, oh, girl, you stupid. Oh, girl, you didn't. You should have left her. None of those people have to live with you. None of those people have to live with that decision. You have to live with that decision. So you can't let them influence your decision. You have to make it for yourself and you got to stand 10 toes on it. That's basically what it is.
I agree. I never let nobody really...
I didn't even know he said that.
What?
Nothing on the outside should ever influence the inside.
I put that up already. You're late.
I didn't even see it. I was You're flowing.
Late. You're late. Flowing. You wasn't flowing.
Me and my baby right here.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm at the point in my life. Can't nobody make me or tell me anything that I don't want to do.
Right.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Like, if I do want to forgive her, I am going to forgive her, which I'm saying I'm not because I'm just not built like that. I know I sound fucked up, but it's fine. You can judge me.
But that's your views. That's your views.
I know me, right? And I feel like every time I kiss you in a spot, that nigga did it. I feel like every time I touch you a certain way, that nigga did it. I feel like how he caressed you, I did that, right? And I can't forgive that. I know we talking about maturity and stuff like that, but sometimes it's not even just maturity. Sometimes it's just minds, right?
Yeah.
I cannot get past that.
Yeah, you mentally can't get past that.
Right.
And, you know, it's an issue. So right. I get it.
So, like, but what if he didn't?
What if he didn't what?
What if he didn't what? Right. Like, you know, so that's all I'm saying. Like, I know me. And I'm the worst, right? I'm the person, I want all the love and all the forgiveness in the world, but me per se, I'm not built like that. And I know that. And it can be fucked up, right? I might need to work on it, but I'm not going to work on it. I'm just telling you.
Right.
I might need to, but I'm not.
I mean, that's real. That's real. So I have a question.
Yeah.
I got a question. Would you... And this is for everybody in the chat as well. Drop it in the chat. Let us know your answer. What'd he say?
He said...
What if he didn't do certain things? What if it wasn't sexual, just a date or something? That's a good question to you.
If it was just a date, right, I would still question that. I would still be pissed as if... Because, just me. I feel like if you went on that date, you should have fucked them. Right? Because you threw away everything on this.
And then the other part to that is, if they just went on a date and it wasn't sexual, That shit was mental. That shit is mental and emotional, which I feel like is worse than the actual fucking. Because that person is in your mind. That person is in your your heart. Man.
That person has something over you. And then my thing with that is, because you went on this date, and this is how I feel, right? Because you're already married or in a relationship, if you go on a date with another person, you obviously had some thought of having sex with this person. That's what you went on a date for, right? It ain't like you going on a date for the first time single and you trying to see with a person that you already married and you already involved. So if you going on a date with somebody else, you ain't going to see what they're like. You don't want to fuck. You want to have sex. You want to do something because this person is going to do something that you feel like you're not getting from home.
And then my whole thing is, if you're just going for an emotional connection, that's heavier because, you know, I've heard men say a lot that, listen, we be fucking and there don't even be any emotion behind it. There don't even be any like premeditated, oh my God, I'm in love with you type or whatever on it. It's just some pussy. It's some pussy. Right. It's some pussy. Or it's some dick. It's some dick. It's some dick. But when you develop an emotional connection with that person, baby, you gone.
Right.
You gone, stink. But look, you see, out.
And this goes back to what I always say, right? I feel like when women cheat or when women leave,
diabolical.
They definitely emotionally detach from the dude. We as men, for the majority, I'm not speaking for
most
everybody.
Most times. And we've had this conversation before. Most times. Because I have had some times where it's just some sex.
Right.
It's just some sex.
Right. And like I said, the majority. I ain't saying 100%. Right. But and the opposite thing with y'all is, right, most times it's emotionally for y'all. Sometimes it's, fuck it, it's just sex. For us, it's the opposite, right? Most times it's just sex and not emotional.
Right, not emotional.
It's a sport for us.
Right.
Right, we like, oh, we can get some
pussy. Oh,
we can? Let's do it. And because, and the reason why I say that is if you ever look at who the men usually cheat with, they never really look better than their wives or whatever. They just do it because the body was there or whatever. So we're looking for something sexual. We're looking for something temporary. We're not looking because we go, damn, my wife do this at home, but she don't do this. You understand? So it's more of a sport for us than it is emotional. He said, that's true too. I can't speak for all men, but I don't think men get emotionally attached. Right.
Yeah. For the most part, I've seen niggas get attached though. But for the most part, I think it's not an emotional thing for y'all.
Because even when we get married, right, the person we get married to, you know how long it took us to honestly get to that point where we feel like it's like hoops and shit that we go through, right? And I'm speaking for me. I used to always go, I got to see this first. I got to see how she reacts to this. How is she different from this one, right? It's like, and I know we all do it as humans, right? But with us, it's like there's a, all right, I'm with her. We could be in a full-fledged relationship and be like, I'm still not sure yet. That's why it take us so long to say if we want to get married or not. And with women, y'all know, for some reason, I don't understand how y'all can do it, because that's a fucking skill. That y'all know from day one what you want, who you with, who you got, and then you be like, I know I'm going to get this nigga some pussy. I know I'm going to get this nigga.
Day one.
Right.
First and, 15 minutes. You be like, nope.
Listen, before we get there, we done seen a picture on goddamn a website. We like, y'all
with it.
We
trying to y'all with all of it.
The first question is, are we fucking tonight? That's it, right?
I mean, from the gate, we be like, carry the one, take away two. Nah, he not getting no pussy. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, Bill Attack is definitely me.
Wow.
All right, so my question, okay. And this is for everybody in the chat as well. Feel free to answer. Would you give your spouse a hall pass?
Hell fucking no. And I'm saying that like that.
He has some extra F on that F.
Absolutely not. If I got
you would not give your listen, you would not give your spouse a hall pass. But those who are uninformed, that's a pass for you to go. You live your best life, you know, one night only or a little 24-hour, you know, a little get out of jail free card.
Listen,
there you go.
Your whole pass expired long before I got in. You should have had your whole pass on our first dates. When we first committed, your hall pass was that next 2 weeks to a month before we got extra serious. That was your hall pass. After that, no. I'm all in. You better be all in.
Oh, I'm all in. You better be all in.
That's it. Ain't no hall pass. Absolutely. You in the classroom now. Stay here. Learn.
What say everybody? What say everybody in the comments? Would you give your spouse a hall pass? Chuck said that needs to be an episode of how women know in 10 minutes who they want to marry and smash.
Right. Like, what is it? That is good. That's
then this
week.
Nigga said, is there a hall monitor with the hall pass? Nah, it's no holds barred, free for all, hall pass. Ain't no monitor. Go live your best life. Would you do it or would you not?
Right. So, all right. So let's say this. And the reason, again, and I always got to put myself in it, right? Mm-hmm. Me, per se, I will never. Why? Because, again, I'm a visual learner, right? When I give you a hall pass, I visualize that you got bust in your mouth. I visualize that you did everything that I like to this nigga.
To somebody else.
I visualize that.
Did you do the swirly thing with him
did
too?
Did you do that thing with your tongue on him?
You
no.
did that too.
No, I'm not doing that. So again, no hall pass. It's absolutely no way, no how. If you get a hall pass from me, that means I still want you to keep walking. You might as well hit the exit, get on a school bus, and keep the fuck booking.
Oh, shit. Zaquaya said, well, yeah, but, like, don't embarrass me in the streets. Facts.
What you mean don't embarrass you in
if
the streets?
If I give you this whole pass, goddammit, don't you embarrass me out here.
But here's the thing. And Zaquaya, this is what I'm saying, right? The whole pass thing, again, for me. If I give you a whole pass, right, my thing is this as well, right? Because I'm like this. What if you give me a whole pass and this girl did some shit that you don't do? You think I'm just going to let that go? Like, I need that in my life now. I was introduced to this supersonic, up in the air, whatever she did, that made me, I want that, and I don't want to stop. You understand what I'm saying? So if the person do something that was so good, and you never had it or you didn't get it, you're going to want it again. So I'd rather not get it so I don't miss it. Because you know what I'm saying? Because now...
You're going to go out there and get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
Right.
And then you're going to be like, damn, I missed the Kung Fu grip.
Right, because now I feel like, and this is why I said, even in relationships, right, why I won't allow threesomes in my relationship. Because if I let her go or some girl give me some real sloppy head that just, I don't understand how she made me feel like that, and you're not doing that, I'm going
to try to go back over there.
Because I need that in my life.
We missed some comments. We got to go up a little bit.
Where we at?
Up some more. DJs.
Oh, damn. Y'all in here heavy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
He said, I'm not sharing. That's like having a threesome Facts. Or something. Go find it elsewhere. I'm good, love, enjoy. Sin said no.
Sin said no.
Chuck said, I don't know about a whole pass. I feel like the woman should bring another woman around and everyone happy. I'm skipping that one. Shice is the 1% of men we talking about.
Wait. Saucy C never said how she feels. No, answer that about the whole pass though. Let's go.
Shice is the 1% of men we talking about who get attached.
I definitely don't get attached.
Yeah, you nigga. Just talked about the scenario of you getting attached. You said, what if I go over there and she got the sloppy toppy with the two-hand twist, the salt and pepper shaker twist, and I want some more of that. Listen, my nigga.
Not attached emotionally. I just want the pussy. I just want
what
she do.
But if she got the super soaker, you're going to want to go back and use the super soaker.
Teach your woman.
DJ said, I get attached. Okay. You got to know yourself, but don't be like she did it like this. Exactly. Don't be coming back in this house after you get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip talking about, well, she did it so-and-so, and why can't you do it? Don't bring that shit in here.
I'm going to tell you like
look,
this.
Look, you got emotion. Look.
I'm like this. If you give it to me, and I try to explain it to you, and it's like a kid when you're trying to teach them a math problem, and they don't keep getting it. Bitch, she did it like this, all right?
Your whole pass wasn't used properly. He said, you got emotionally attached to the sloppity toppy. happening?
Whatever. Kill yourself.
Uh-oh. DJ's a one percenter.
Thank you, DJ.
DJ and Shice make up the 1%. That is crazy.
Listen, y'all can say what y'all want. And I feel like this, right? Nobody never knows if they're going to get attached until.
That's true. You don't know until you get in there.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you get, like, I'm a person, I could get sex from a lot of people, right? Look, I was a hoe. Yes. I was a hoe back then.
I know.
I was a hoe back then, right? And I didn't get attached. But if it's somebody that kind of, like, if you get attached to one person, that's what it is. I'm not easily attached to somebody, but if it's something that I'm missing and I feel like, damn, I want that, I'm going for it. We go together. Straight like that.
We go together. It's crazy. I ain't have to tell Keisha to watch her teeth. Ooh. My God.
DJ stupid.
Listen, see, that's the thing with it. Like, if you get a hall pass, you cannot utilize that hall pass to come back and make your spouse feel bad about what they are or not doing. You can suggest some things, but you can't be like, well, when I was over there with Boncretia, Boncretia ate it from the back. Boncretia,
I say this.
You cannot.
Well, she better be a good learner, because if not, guess what? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it.
Oh, my God.
So, next week, we're going to have another topic. We got to have some more nasty sexual topics.
Baby.
This goes crazy.
Oh, so, wait. I had something else.
What you got to say?
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Just don't let the cheetah's van roll up on y'all. Be careful out there.
Keisha eat ass.
Whoa!
First of all, if Keisha tried to eat my ass, I'm killing that bitch. Keisha can't leave.
He might like it.
Keisha
can't leave. He might like it. You're up underneath the gooch.
Keisha cannot leave the house.
You know what to do. Keisha right here with a la 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 la.
Nope, absolutely not.
Keisha making it pop. Yo, Keisha, don't stop. Hey, you go over there. You might not want to leave, Keisha.
Nah, I don't play that ass game. I'm sorry.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm telling you that.
Did y'all have an episode up on here before I got on here? The niggas, all the niggas talking about how they love getting their ass a little.
It was two big niggas in particular.
Two big niggas. Now, if the big niggas is getting their ass ate out here, you. Don't knock it till you try it,
I'm
brother.
Sorry. I will kill somebody.
Listen, I'm gonna tell your wife to try something new.
Look, don't punch it. Wrong with that.
Hey,
DJ, next show we gotta do the. See, we gotta bring this topic back next.
Yeah, we gonna have to. It's gonna be a part two. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell your wife to try it. She's just gonna sneak it up on you. Don't punch her in the head. Okay.
Next time you see my wife, don't punch. I have no fucking teeth.
Don't punch her in the head. Okay.
We gonna call her mumbles.
She gonna sneak it. She gonna.
Look,
she gonna.
And here go DJ ass. Don't knock it till you try.
She gonna hit it with the. She gonna hit it with the. You gonna be like, wait a minute.
You know what?
You gonna like it.
DJ, shut the hell up. DJ, like, it's an experience.
Wait till you come back next week. I'm be like, so how was it? Did it change your life?
DJ acting like he the goddamn the commercial, right?
The goddamn guru.
He trying to sell ass eating in here.
Yeah, it's a York peppermint patty.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Taste the sensation.
Look, it's an experience. It'll have you like NASA in the stars. Fuck out of it, DJ.
I'm just saying. Now I will ask you. Have you eaten some booty butt?
No, I don't eat booty.
You don't eat booty butt? Why not?
Because I don't like groceries.
Hey, really? You don't eat the booty butt?
No.
Not even clean booty butt?
I tear some pussy up, but I damn if I eat some butt.
No booty butt?
No butt.
Oh, you got to grow up.
I told you.
Grow
listen,
up.
I'm not, no, because I told
up.
You. I'm visual. I see shit every time. Every single time. Every single
Shice,
time.
Everybody tell Shice in the comments to grow up.
Y'all
grow up.
Y'all can kiss my ass.
You need to be able to give and receive.
That's why all of y'all out there eat ass. Everything you say is full of shit. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Hey.
Yeah. Listen, you know I trust you. Everything you say is definitely full of shit.
I never said
I didn't go DJ. Grow the fuck up.
Grow up. Tell him I said grow up.
DJ, you lucky I ain't got a goddamn button grow to up. Disconnect your ass off of here.
Hey, he said you'll wake up energized. I'm ready to seize the day.
Yo, we need the hell out of here.
Wait, no, Sequoia. Right.
Thank you.
Sequoia, how you end up with Shice?
That's right.
No, ma'am. It's a blessing.
That's because y'all asses ain't cleaning your asses and you need somebody else.
I cleans my ass.
You got Chuck out there cleaning the rest of your ass, the spots that you missed.
I'm not eating it, but I'm from. You thought I was filling you? That nigga munch. Nigga, you eating any for lunch. For somebody, I get what I want. Like.
Yo. DJ.
You thought I was filling you?
DJ.
That nigga ass. Much.
DJ, don't you
eat any for lunch. This is my Betty, I get what I want.
Look, see, she said no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, don't knock it until you try it.
Okay.
Or let them try it to you.
Okay, so here we go. Next episode. Oh, did I type in?
Yeah. You trying to get me to shut up?
The next episode, I guess we going to have to talk about this. Ass eating on the next episode.
Yeah, we gotta talk about the
So definitely the do's and the don'ts. Right?
Not the do's and the don'ts.
The haves and the have nots.
Yeah, you have not. I'm sorry.
I just won't do it.
They say in the Bible that the marriage bed is undefiled, which means you can do anything.
First of all,
you can do all the things.
The ass is an exit, not an entrance.
Says who?
Okay.
Says who?
The ass is an exit, not an entrance.
No, but some people is an entrance and an exit.
Mine's is closed under construction forever.
Listen, some people like it as an entrance. That's their thing.
Mine's is, and
it don't make them no kind of way.
I got a big sign on mine's that says, do not enter.
Do not enter the wrong way. Hello, if she can lick the gooch, she can lick that. Hello, this is what I'm saying. The gooch is right here. And then
why do I feel like DJ is ready for next week already?
He's so ready. We're going to take some phone calls from the audience.
I'm going to have to set that up.
We're going to take some video calls from the audience. We're going to have to next week. We're going to have to patch some people in.
Look. Chuck said you have to use scriptures to be nasty.
She used the scriptures to be, I mean.
Look, here goes sin. Yes. Here go DJ. I am. Y'all make me sick. I swear. This is why y'all nickname is Freak Nation.
We love Freak Nation.
AKA SLR, okay? Freak Nation. Yo. I got to get up out of here. I got a party to attend that's right outside my door.
We're going to be right here with it.
It's my daughter's 16th birthday. Kayla, I love you. Daddy is on his way. All right? So we about to turn up. You gonna chill for a bit?
I might chill. I might see what the kids doing.
I'm going
to do all the TikTok dances with them. I just want to rock.
Don't worry, I'm gonna catch footage. All right. So with that being said, we gonna get up out of here. Love you guys, yo, Freak Nation, y'all niggas.
We appreciate y'all. Oh, it's a choir, sis.
She said I stop at the cooch.
Then she said she stop at the gooch. Whatever you stop at, it's okay. Right. If it's the cooch or the gooch, we are here for it. We are here for all the things, cooch and gooch.
Right. We know somebody playing with both.
Hello.
Okay.
Listen. Whatever you like, whether it's cooch or gooch, we got it for you.
Listen, DJ, help you get that experience, whatever it is. Yo,
girl, what a typo. I stop at the cooch.
Right.
Stop at the, she said she here for, oh, yes. Get the clap. claps. Get the goddamn claps. Get the claps.
Where is he at? Applaud this Negro. God damn it.
Miss both Brown. The cooch and the gooch need love.
That's right. Miss Brown, if you're nasty. Call her Miss Brown if you're nasty. Okay. So, we definitely getting the fuck up out of here because I can't take it.
Oh, my God.
I just got my chest hurting. And, oh, my God, Jesus. So, yo, we love y'all. We need
love
it.
Y'all.
Yo, we'll see y'all next week. We talking to, yo, we going for the sex.
We finna talk crazy again. It is what it is. Y'all some nasty mother shut y'all mouth.
All I'ma say, tell a friend to tell a friend, tune in. Let's make this one live. Yo, if you haven't already, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel. We getting up out of here, man. We love you and we see y'all. All right. Peace.
Later.
Let's talk crazy. Hey. Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's popping.
Hi, Bryson.